Philip Sampapia, the deserting care to this. This is 08-20-20-25. Dictation is for Miss Alexa Cotto. Cotto spells C-O-T-O. Alexa spells A-L-E-X-A. Date of birth is 11-22-1999. This is a 25-year-old female, A, with abdominal pain, period. Patient stated that pain is located in our suprapubic region and sometimes in the right lower quadrant region, period. She described pain as sharp. Rated pain 5/10, increase with motion and touch, period. So pain does not radiate, period. Patient indicated she ate today. She had breakfast this morning. She tolerated well. She does report nausea, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient denies increased temperature. She denies myalgia. She denies vomiting, period. Patient says she feels hungry at the moment, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 97.62. Pulse 83, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph, abdomen. She has tenderness in the suprapubic region. No rebound, no guarding, negative obturator, negative rafting, negative psoas, normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microbes or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, time 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, time 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment of plan, assessment number 1 is abdominal pain, number 2 is cystitis, number 3 is nausea. Next paragraph, ultrasound was done today of patient's abdomen, pelvic, and circulatory systems. Ultrasound revealed that bladder wall thickening. Next line, all our other organ systems were normal. Next paragraph, urinalysis was done in the clinic today, and also pregnancy test. Pregnancy test was negative. Urinalysis revealed large leukocyte esterase. Negative blood, period. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, patient will receive a gram of Tylenol, PO. She was observed for approximately 20 minutes or so, then reevaluated, said the Tylenol helped with her pain. Next paragraph. A CT scan was ordered for patient. Patient was advised to go to the radiology clinic and schedule a study. If they can do it today, it will be very beneficial. However, she was advised that if she can't get it done today, she must go into the emergency room for further evaluation, period. Patients accompanied by mom who both expressed understanding of my plans and said they will comply, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication. Mobic 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 14 days, number 14. Next medication, Macrobid, 100 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days, number 14. Next paragraph. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. Says she has none. She was given work excuse to return to work on Friday. She was sent home with the following medication. Macrobid, 100 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days, number 14. Next medication, Mobic, 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 14 days. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.